A young fellow bathing last year in the sea insisted on saving my life. He dragged me ashore and went crazy on me and wanted to make me his wife. I had to refuse him, I hated to lose him, 'cause marriage has been my ambition. But he thought me dotty, half-witted and potty, when I had explained my position. No one believes I'm a mermaid, but honest and truly I am. Some people think I'm a girl with the gout, others say what a remarkable trout. Some people dip me in breadcrumbs, but some think my tail is a sham. It makes me so hot and untidy, avoiding fishmongers on Friday. No one believes I'm a mermaid at all, but honest and truly I am.
Well, it sounds a very, very fishy story to me, Miss... I didn't catch your name.
Oh, Miss Butts.
Is that all?
No, Miss Hallibutts. If I go out for the evening, I have to hold somebody's arm. To drinking, my friends put it all down, 'cause each time I stand up, I fall down. No one believes I'm a mermaid at all, but honest and truly I am.
A life on the ocean wave is better than going to sea.
Oh, I forgot to introduce you to my boyfriends, the Brills brothers. They come from Whitstable, first bed on the left as you go in. Every hotel that I go to, the manager says in alarm, I'm sorry that this should occur, but we can't let a room to a turbot. Oh, it's so nice of you to play this nautical music for me, Mr. Hall. It makes me feel quite homesick.
It's a pleasure. How would you like a few wave effects?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay.
Oh, now, isn't that nice? I feel quite at home now.
One day I went to the test match. I thought I should come to no harm. But Sutcliffe and Hammond and Jardine insisted that I was a sardine. No one believes I'm a mermaid at all, but honest and truly I am.